Jay Camargo.
And it's Frank Molino up in here.
And we're clocked out.
Yeah, we're clocked out.
All right, Frank, take us away with what you...
All right, go on. All right. So far for today's box office, I'm going to go to number 10 now, just to give a estimate of all the movies that have been making some money off this week that just came. What day was it? Saturday? Was it 18th, 17th? Okay, well...
Friday?
Yeah.
Today's the 20th. It's like the 17th or something.
Okay, well, all right. The box 16, office for 16, the weekend. The 16. Box office. Yeah. All right, well, at number 10 is The Wolverine with $4.4 million, which is not bad, you know. That movie grossed like $370 million, so made some profit. The Smurfs 2... at $4.6 million. Still haven't seen that movie. Probably wouldn't watch it. Doesn't seem enjoyable to me. Two Guns at number 8 with $5 million. I don't know. I think... Well, my dad told me it was good. So, it must be good. I don't know. Maybe.
Which one again? Oh, Two Guns.
Two Guns. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg and Denzel Washington.
Yeah, it's Denzel Washington.
Denzel. And at number 7 is Jobs. $6.7 million.
What are you trying to tell me, Frank?
I'm just saying, like... that was real low. I didn't expect it to be that low, but yeah. Okay, and number 6 is Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters, with $8.3 million. I don't think anyone really cares about that movie anymore, do they?
It was like, when I saw it, I was like, where is this from? They're off books, aren't they?
Yeah, they're books.
It's kind of like... After the first one, I don't think it would have went anywhere because it didn't catch my attention.
Not that much, right? Just like a whatever movie. Just like, yeah, pass. Watch it on DVD or something. Okay, number 5 is Disney's Planes with $13.1 million, which is not bad, I guess. See the total outcome. Okay, and number 4 is Kick-Ass 2 with $13.5 million.
What kind of movies can I take your order?
Which is not bad. A pretty good opening, I guess. Because the first one, made 5? The first time it came out? Made 5 million? Part 1 on the opening weekend. But I think it'll do over 100 million. Good estimate, maybe. If we're lucky. And number 3 is Elysium with 13.6 million. Still making money. We're the Millers. Number 2. Nice. Yeah, 17.7 million.
Still got it.
Now, drum rolls, please. Lee Daniels, The Butler, made $25 million. That came out of nowhere. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, my mom was watching the trailer of this movie. She was all teary-eyed.
It's one of those drama movies, drama-filled movies, based on a true story.
Well, yeah, it was like...
seems pretty interesting. I saw the trailer and everything.
The slaves in the White House or something like that. Mm-hmm. It seemed to be like a good movie. Like, I saw the trailer. It was pretty, like, really...
Dramatic.
Dramatic, yeah. It has, what's his name? Forrester?
Who?
Daniel Forrester in it?
Damn, I only saw that trailer once.
Oh.
I know the wife is Oprah, right?
Oh, yeah, Oprah's in it.
Oprah Rich.
So, yeah. Any other movies you want to discuss or talk about?
Yeah, we saw Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah, we saw Kick-Ass 2 on Thursday.
Midnight. Well, it's not considered midnight now. It's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, the 8 o'clock showing on Thursday. It was really good, but you know what? A lot of people told me that it tanked. They said it, and a lot of people said that they didn't like Kick-Ass, the original one. They thought that the original one was worse than this one, and I was just like, wow. Like, the JR said that.
Really?
Yeah, JR. He's like, I'm not a fan or whatever, but I just wanted to let everybody know that Kick-Ass tanked. Kick-Ass 2 tanked, and I was like, what? How could they tank? And then everybody was like, they shouldn't make a sequel. And then Jar, he was like, yeah, I should have made a sequel. And I was like, oh, there's another movie buff. And I was just like, all I commented was, they still have to make Hit Girl. And no one ever replied to me.
I'm like, no, damn it, Andrew, damn why? It. Delete.
No, left it there for everybody to see.
No, they're talking about making a sequel if it does well. I hope it does, because then part 3 will end it. But they're talking about killing them off because, you know, it's like real life. It's they don't have none of them has powers or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So they could easily kill them. and part three at the end or something.
But yeah.
But it was interesting. It only had Jim Carrey for a little bit. Like, he was only in there for, like...
Almost everybody in that movie died except for Kick-Ass.
Well, oh, yeah, Hit Girl almost died.
You know, spoiler alert. But Kick-Ass's dad dies. Who else dies?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey dies. I was like, wow, he's going to be like the new, like, I don't know.
Big McLovin. McLovin dies.
McLovin dies. Man. Oh, I saw that coming, little asshole. Oh, fucking, what's his name? John Louisiana. His character, John Louisiana, or however you say his name, is dies too. Oh, the guy just from... like, oh, shit, that's already...
Sid?
Sid from Ice Age dies.
I thought it was funny.
It was funny, but it was just, wow.
Man,
like,
that movie was had a lot of jokes.
Yeah, it had a lot of jokes. I guess it was kind of bad, but I liked it. Like, there was nothing bad about it.
It was entertaining. That's what made really it entertaining.
That's what made it a good movie, is that all the deaths. Because in the original one, how many people died? Well, I guess, I don't know. I guess about the same, but they weren't key characters.
Yeah.
Like, the guy, the Azul or whatever his name is, I think.
Was that the same dad?
Yeah, it's the same, dad. He just looks buffer because he's like, been working out. Yeah, he lost weight. And then he dies, yeah. And he dies, and the whole point, like, I have no idea. Like, the girl that he wanted so bad.
This is going off without the comics. Like, I haven't read the comics
at all. Yeah, we haven't read the comics, but, I mean, movie-wise, in the first part, he wanted to get with this one girl. And at the end of the movie, he finally gets her, whatever. And within, like, the first 10 minutes, or the first,
the first 15 minutes, or whatever.
They break up, and it's no problem. Like, she breaks up with him because she thinks that,
she was with Hit Girl?
He was with Hit Girl, but they were actually training together. So, like, she just leaves him, and he doesn't even, like, try to get her back. He doesn't do anything, so it was like, he didn't give a shit. And I just thought that, wow, like, well, there was a whole point of, well, one part, point of part of Kick-Ass, the first one was, and, like, it was so easy for her to just, like, leave, and he kind of didn't care. So I was just like, man, that was kind of, like, for nothing then.
Well, I guess it's okay now, because, you know, she doesn't want him to, you know, fight crime. She doesn't want him to get, like, hurt or injured, because he was hiding.
She would have understood.
Nah, I doubt
it. If she really loved him. Ah, well, whatever, man, it doesn't matter.
I didn't like her.
Yeah, that's how that went.
A few memorable scenes where, like, there's not even fighting, where they're at the school, remember? Yeah. She brings that sick device.
The sick stick.
Sick stick. Oh my god, she got it bad.
Yeah, she got it bad. We'll let you guys watch it.
Don't spoil it, I guess.
Yeah. And I won't spoil that part, when we already spoiled a lot of it.
It's funny. Mother Russia, dude, she got some, like, awesome kills. She's like,
she's freaking crazy.
That whole scene with that hole in the street, all those cops coming in, like...
Yeah, I thought that was ridiculous. It might have been too much, but it was, like, that's
it's not believable
movie.
Anymore.
It's a comic book movie.
That's true, it's a comic book movie. Well, based off of, like, real life.
Yeah, it's like, I guess, like, Crank or whatever.
Has that vibe or what?
Has that vibe.
And I'm glad they kept a low budget, the same budget in the first film.
Yeah, it was the same budget as the first film.
Which was good, you know. But it had a lot more action scenes, which was cool. Except... the part where they're on the chase and they take him after the funeral, that part where he falls.
Yeah.
Well, everyone saw that trailer, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. But she kicks a guy off, and he goes under the tire.
This movie was very gory.
Yeah.
The first one was PG-13, wasn't it?
No.
It was rated R.
It was rated R.
Oh, wow.
Had a lot of blood, remember? He gets run over.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They microwave a dude. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this one had more blood than that one. That's for sure. There was, like, blood everywhere.
The cool thing was that there was a lot more superheroes in this one.
Yeah, there's a lot more superheroes. A lot of,
The guy from Scrubs, what's his name?
Yeah, what's his name? Oh, fuck, Turk from Scrubs is in it.
He's pretty funny.
Yeah, a lot of, characters are, like... I don't know, there's a lot of clever characters, and some of it's kind of sad.
And Jim Carrey plays a...
He had worked for the motherfucker's dad, the mafia. He was a converted
Christian,
yeah, I guess.
Don't take the Lord in vain, the Lord.
No.
What, he was saying that?
Yeah, he was like, don't you take the Lord in vain. He's like, sorry. So, yeah, and then we found out that he worked for Chris D'Amico's dad, which is D'Amico, the the main villain in the first Kick-Ass, and then he'd stop working for him. He got converted, and then he ended up making a lair out of a bar he owned for superheroes to join together. And
it was a bar, right?
Yeah, it was a bar, but it was like the cellar.
The basement.
And then later on, the motherfucker finds out who he is and figures out that he used to work for his dad, and he goes into the bar and kills him.
Well, he doesn't kill him, but it's...
Well, I mean, his
team... Do they take his head off?
I think so.
It doesn't really show. What happened to the dog, too?
Huh?
And the dog?
I don't even know. Yeah, I think they killed the dog, too.
I don't know. Remember, he's like, I'm not that evil.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what happened to the dog. I never saw the dog after that. I don't think
so. It kind of sucked, but, you know, I guess... I didn't read the comics, and the comics, he does die.
But that happens. Like, it happens.
People just... And he didn't even get a memorable fight.
Because they're not superheroes. Fight. They're just people. So, you know, Kick-Ass 2 is a really good movie. I don't care if people say the tanked or whatever. That
I'm going to buy it on Blu-ray. I will buy it on Blu-ray.
They're just not into those kind of movies. They probably want to see the whole Oscar award ending and shit. But, I mean, that's what that movie is. I liked it a lot.
And out of the notes... they're gonna release Superman, Man of Steel, November 12th. There's gonna be I can't wait. I love that movie. It was a good movie. Like, a lot of people didn't like it because all those death scenes, all those fight. Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you haven't seen it, Andrew.
I'm ruined it for me. I don't want to.
It's in the trailer. You can see all the destruction. But yeah, November 12th. I already have a due date, and also The Walking Dead Season 3, the limited edition box set.
It's already coming out.
On August 27th. Go look for that. I could probably find an FYE. You probably get it on FYE, the box set with all those zombie heads in the tanks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a water or...
Nah, it probably won't be water because the water probably evaporate out of the thing. It'll just
It's got to be something to make it look like that, but yeah.
Well, it's probably just the way it's made. I don't know.
But yeah, those are the two ones, the main things I want to get. It's going to have like a super, the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like the Superman chest, like it's going to be shaped like that.
For Superman.
Yeah, yeah, and then it's going to have like a stand for you can like have it up, like just there beaming in the light. I'm totally going to get that one. It's going to be $59.99, so I'll save up for that. Any new releases on music?
Today, Earl Sweatshirt releases Doris. And, who else?
Bless the Fall?
Bless Bottom the Fall. Feeder? Yeah, Bottom Feeder came out today. Bless the Fall. Damn, there's a lot of people who released shit today. I can't remember, though. I'm doing it at the top of my head. Well. Who else is... Oh, today's Dimebag Darrell's birthday. Happy birthday, Dimebag Darrell.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, Pantera. I just thought I'd
distract
you guys with all that.
Sorry, Bless the Fall, it's Hollow Bodies. Oh, Bottom Feeder was the last album, right, I guess?
Dude, I don't follow Bless the Fall. I just know that they were going to release an album today.
Yeah.
So, that happened.
Downloaded it off of iTunes.
Off iTunes, yeah, go find them.
$9.99, or buy the actual copy. Sometimes I like buying the actual copy.
Yeah, I want to buy
your local Best Buy. Walmart. I probably won't be at Walmart, but...
Target?
Best Buy. A few stores
sometimes
I know.
Sometimes they always have deals, like...
Don't go to FYE. Too expensive.
Don't go to FYE. It's like, you can't go to FYE.
$30.
$30. But whatever's cheap is, like, super cheap.
Okay, right now I'm going to show Andrew a really short teaser trailer of Squirrels. You've never seen this trailer before. I hope you guys go out there and watch this trailer. It's insane. Squirrels.
Squirrels? Squirrels, go.
Just a little girl and her grandma walking down like the woods. I'm pretty sure that squirrel CGI, right?
It has to be. They can't get a squirrel to act like that. A squirrel probably run away and say, fuck this. Fucking
train the squirrel with some nuts.
I hate guys. I love women. I'm surprised that the squirrel's gonna like spider in the fucking mouth.
When I saw this trailer, I was just like, what is this movie? Like,
what's the point?
I don't know. It's not completely CGI. Like, you can tell it's fake, but it's not entirely. Doesn't look entirely fake.
Yeah. Is it like an independent movie or something?
It looks kind of independent, I guess.
She just throws the fucking squirrel. Why did you get fucking squirrels? You're not supposed to do that. They're squirrels.
Yeah.
The hell is that, a finger?
Yeah. Hold on to your nuts. Everyone, you gotta see this trailer. It's
retarded. Yeah, it's an indie movie.
It's an independent film. It's crazy. It's kind of like, it's like a ripoff. It's like those knockoff movies where anything could be a killer now. Anything.
Yep.
A squirrel just barely, like, bit off little girl's finger. Like, it's insane. I would want to see that movie. Just for laughs.
Just for laughs.
Just like that other movie they made, Rubber. Where it's a tire that kills people.
That movie was weird, though. That movie was, it had, like, Quentin Tarantino shit to it.
I haven't seen it, but it's with, was it Magnet or something?
Yeah. Oh, I finally saw ABCs of Death.
Oh, yeah, you saw it?
So weird. I saw it with my
friend. I had a bunch of, I like the scene where he kills, where he fights the dog.
Yeah, I was like, then they both turn on
the other guy,
like,
yeah.
Missing buddy. I was like, you just fought his dog. Like, do they do this all the time? Like, at their house, they're like, all right, just do it like we do it all the time.
Like, we planned it.
Okay. Now we're going to turn on them. I was like, damn. That was fucking crazy.
It's insane. There's, how many movies are in there? A little short.
Whoa, there's deaths? 20. How many letters of
the, oh, yeah, just the entire ABC. Yeah, yeah.
Damn. The last one was the most retarded one in the world. Like, I had no.
What was the last one? Tell me.
I don't know what the name of it was. Like, it was a weird.
Just tell me what happened. What happened?
Like, I can't explain what happened, but it was so weird. Like, it was just weird. It takes place. It's like somebody cooking food, and I don't know about these nuclear. I don't know, Frankie. You have to watch it again. It's just too much. Some of them are very, like, kind of funny. Some of them were really bad.
I know there was, like, also 26 directors. I know there was
Each one
was different.
Each one was directed by somebody. Like, they weren't under the same director. It was all different, which was weird. Like, the first one, A, was Apocalypse. It didn't make sense. Like, some of them don't make sense.
We also saw VHS,
too. Oh, yeah, VHS, too. Yeah, I was telling, Crystal had told me that that's who I saw it with. I went over to her house and I hung out with my friend Crystal. And she's the one who told me that VHS 2 was way better than VHS 1. And, like, I saw it with Frank and, I don't know, I told Frank that I didn't think it was better than VHS 1. I thought
it was interesting. It was kind of interesting.
Like, some of them were kind of dumb, like the Alien one. Nah, didn't do it. I didn't like it.
Which Alien? Oh, the last one?
I don't know. Was it the last one?
Yeah, it was the last one.
Okay, I didn't like that one.
That one, I liked it. It was interesting.
And then I don't even know what the people were doing in the house. Like, that part didn't make sense to me either. Like, you know how the guy and the girl in the house looking at the VHS tapes? No.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Like, I was like, what are they doing in there? Like, the first one, it showed what the guys were doing. They were looking for something. Oh, they're all perverts or something. I don't know. That's my thoughts, so.
I still give it a watch, yeah. Just to watch it, just to see what's out there. Some new independent horror movies they're trying to do.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you where I got the trilogy. The Star Wars trilogy. I got it at the flea market, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Except when I got home, Empire was broken. Like,
really?
Like the tape was. The tape had come out. Damn. But it's alright. I mean, it was $1 for all three of them, so.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, they have other ones there, too. They have, like, the series, though. Like, the series, TV series, Star Wars. They have them all there. Each tape is $1. But, I mean, it's not like everybody's buying videotapes, you know? I just got them because it was like a collector's thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. Even though they're kind of like dirty. Actually, they're not like they have are VHS tapes selling for $1. They're not in bad condition. Like even the artwork is like still good. I was trying to look for Clerks and anything Kevin Smith, but there's too many to like. I'm like just looking at a row like if you're at Blockbuster and it's like it looks like a library, I'm trying to look at all the titles at the same time and I was like just looking for Clerks, but no.
Very simple and plain, yeah.
Yeah, so next Sunday I'll probably go before I go to work. It's like you go early, you'll beat all the people. Maybe you go there like at 7. Yeah. Like no one's really there, but those people, they're usually always there, because I remember even like 4 years ago those VHS tapes were there too. So probably for $1 also. I want to buy a VHS player. Well, I don't know if you can buy where you can get one nowadays.
Yeah, probably.
Because I have one, but I don't think it works anymore. I think last time I tried actually hooking it up and it played all weird. This place tastes like piss and flies, don't it?
Oh yeah, we're watching Clerks in the background.
Yeah, we're watching Clerks 2 in the background. It's on mute though.
But yeah. Actually, interested in seeing that Vampire Academy trailer for Kick-Ass. Do you remember the trailer?
No.
Oh, it's basically like vampires in an academy in like a school. Like college, grad school. Like.
Why can't I remember that? I was sitting there the whole time.
Unless this was a different one, but. Mm. That one seems pretty good. Decent with action. Also, The World's End.
Yeah, I want to watch that one.
That one came out already. I don't know if it's going to be released in the States anytime soon, but hopefully it does. U.S. release.
Quick announcement. I don't know when it is, but officially Rob Zombie's releasing The Lords of Salem on Blu-ray DVD combo pack soon. Don't know how soon, though, but it's coming. So keep an eye out. I don't know if you're going to have to order it off of a site or it'll be like a Target and Walmart or wherever, but I think it'll be at Best Buy. I don't know about everywhere else, because that movie only came out in select theaters. It didn't come out like the way
it probably. Some theoretical release.
Yeah, it didn't come out through a
It was independent. Theater. Right?
Yeah, it was independent. I didn't think they wanted to give him money for it because of the Halloween 2, the last movie he made.
Well, yeah, it made money.
It made money
for a horror movie. It made.
It disappointed a lot of people.
Made double.
It disappointed a lot of people. It disappointed me.
Why?
I didn't like it, dude. Like
what?
I get it.
You didn't like the sequel? I thought it was.
I get that it's a reimagining, but it was just way too weird.
How was the original part 2? I don't know if it's based off that one or based off he's gonna make his own.
No, part the original Halloween and Rob Zombie's Halloween are
similar.
Are similar but different in their ways.
But that one was a good one.
But Rob Zombie's is just like part 1, part 2, and the original one ran like all, like, I don't know, up to 8 parts. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know how many parts there are actually, but I want to say 8. And I guess he tried cramming them all into there, but it was different. Like, the White Horse didn't come out in part, like, in the original series. Like, nothing. Like, it was psychological in a.
What, part 2?
Like in a Rob Zombie series, everything was psychological. And I guess in the original one, it's psychological too, but it was more psychological because, or however you say it, because Michael in Rob Zombie's Halloween would see his mom appear to him and tell him, come home, and the white horse and stuff
like
that.
But this one, you actually go into his mind. Like, you actually see how his hair works.
Yeah,
I should probably turn this off.
Frank's feeling a little blue.
A little blue.
No, but I mean, I liked it. It was just disappointing. And then what's his name? The doctor, he got rich off of it. Like, I get it. It's a different story. You don't want it to be the same. But I think that there could have been a different way that he could have been directed it. He could have directed it. I mean, I liked it, but it's not my favorite movie. The first one was very good because you got to see more of a glimpse into Michael's
childhood
than you did in the first one, where he just got caught stabbing his sister.
So that wasn't the original? I've never seen, actually.
Yeah, the original. That's the opening scene where he's spying on his sister and her boyfriend. And
then he stabs him?
And then after the boyfriend leaves, she goes upstairs and he's dressed up in the clown mask and just stabs his sister to death. And then he walks outside the door and his parents show up and they catch him. And that's the beginning. That's the only child part that you see of him being... In the original Halloweens. And that's it. And then there's no flashbacks to his childhood ever again. And Rob Zombie's reimagining, like, there's a, you know, that's like for the first half of the movie. And I thought it was genius. Like, I was like, damn, Rob Zombie thought of how this motherfucker would act. And I really liked it. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, I know the Lords of Salem wasn't like a Halloween, but it was a follow up on part two, and I was just hoping. Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I know it's out.
Part three, where it has nothing to do with the sequels.
It doesn't have nothing to do. But I hope he did a good job on it. Like, I haven't heard anything good about it from the people who maybe have seen it. Maybe it's just like the super groovy cartoon movie, but he didn't go on tour with it. He just
released it.
He just released it in select places, and people bought tickets and saw it. So, and I haven't read up too much on it, but hopefully soon I'll get my hands on the Blu-ray when it comes out and I'll watch it. It has a lot of people from Halloween in it. It has Laurie Strode, the character who plays Laurie Strode. I don't know her name at the top of my head. It also has another famous character from a different movie series. And she was in it too. I'm not too sure what her name is. I don't have anything. I'm not reading off of anything here, but. Yeah. Is there anything else, Frank?
Well, all I heard that he was actually making another film, but like a hockey film.
Rob Zombie?
Like a documentary.
Oh, it's a documentary. Wow.
Which is.
I don't see him as a hockey fan.
Yeah, me neither, but you know, he's Rob Zombie. Also heard that Simon Pegg confirms he's not playing Ant-Man. Like, there's been rumors about it on Twitter. He tweeted a photo of him at Marvel, and he took a picture, and it shows, like, you know, the picture of Ant-Man, and he's pointing at it.
That's him from, what's that, World's End?
Yeah. But he's visiting Marvel. I don't know how they got all... He just pointed at Ant-Man, and then rumors everyone started talking.
Bitches be tripping.
Oh, yeah. But apparently that movie is at the World's End...
Uh-huh.
Made $15 million
in the UK. What was their budget?
Budget was 20, 25. 20. It's going to make its money. But I haven't found a U.S. release date. Hopefully it's soon.
It's got to be soon, dude. It's probably going to come out next Friday or this Friday.
Maybe.
Oh,
I saw commercials as well. Like, I'm surprised I saw commercials.
Yeah, dude, they're kind of everywhere. They're all over YouTube.
Well, YouTube, yes, but, like, actually watching it on TV, I haven't, you know, seen that.
My God.
So, how's work? How's
work sucks ass.
I figured.
How's work for you?
Work yesterday was kind of busy. Not so much, you know, just regular call center, but usually at night it dies down. So, for the last 2 hours, I was playing Zombie Highway and listening to my iPod.
Hey, look, you can do that. I can't do that shit. Fucking people walk in all the time.
Damn.
If I start doing something, it's gotta be like, I have to be closing.
Closing?
Yeah. So I can't do whatever. I wish I could.
Closing time.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be singing after that. You're supposed to sing after me.
Oh, I can't. I'm sleepy.
And what's that new movie's coming out this week? Is it Your Next? Is Your Next coming out?
I think Your Next is coming out already.
The way I see about that movie is it's just kind of independent, low budget. Like always, you know, most of the horror movies are low budget. But
and what I could say about their trailer is that there's not much to go on at all except that there's a family and people are after them. It doesn't say, like, it doesn't reveal anything like, oh, this is why we're going after you. So I guess it's a really hooking trailer. It's going to get you to, oh, well, I want to see why they're attacking them or, you know, whatever.
Well, I guess I'd watch it, but I won't like it.
Ooh, like, I won't enjoy it.
It seems like every other movie, every other horror slasher film from the 90s.
They've got to reinvent it to make money.
But so far, that one and The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones. I don't even know. I haven't even heard of that one.
Me either. Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah, we also saw We're the Millers, but we haven't talked about it yet, have we?
Yeah, we have.
A little bit, right?
No, we talked about it a lot.
The whole thing?
Oh, the last podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Damn it, Frank, come on. Damn it, Frank.
Well, no. I guess this was a short podcast today. So far, we got a lot of... We'll have more up to date.
Yeah, so you're filled in, so it's time to get clocked in.
Time to go back to work.
All right.
Enjoy. See you guys.